Michigan is loaded with electoral prizes for both parties. Before the pandemic, we would have said that Michigan's 8th congressional district was going to be a top story this year. Democrat Alyssa Slotkin, who used to work as a CIA intel analyst, flipped the district in 2018 on a razor-thin victory margin. This year, she's facing Republican Paul Young, a former TV anchor who's also spent time as a prosecutor. And last night, they faced off in their first debate of the season. Michigan Radio's Tyler Scott covered the event, and he's been keeping an eye on the 8th throughout this year. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, April. Thanks for having me on. Good to talk to you.
So, what was the tone of this debate last night? Were there any big takeaways that just hit you front and center?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A couple of things first. As much as stuff has changed, this kind of looked like a normal debate. It was just Slotkin and Young, and it was hosted by WLNS TV, so it looked like exactly what you'd expect from people in a studio. But with everything going on this year, obviously the pandemic, social unrest, the first question was about partisanship, and really the first 15, 20 minutes almost of the debate was these two candidates taking aim at each other, trying to differentiate themselves and each other from the party. And it was really interesting. I was wondering what we were going to expect to see from Paul Young, the Republican challenger in the 8th, whose campaign material and a lot of advertising is focused pretty centrally around painting Slotkin as just another Democrat who votes with the party. And if you vote for Slotkin, you're going to end up with Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. And on the flip side, Slotkin pressed Young to say, you know, what are the areas where you would disagree with President Trump? And he had a few of those, but it was an interesting opening salvo for sure.
I think I will be honest with the voters when I'm a candidate and say that I have typically conservative Republican solutions to our problem. I won't try to deceive the voters and suggest that I'm somehow independent and not really fully with my party. So, you know, yes, I will probably more often than not, almost certainly, be supporting positions that most Republicans are. But I make no secret of that. I'm not pretending to be something else.
Well, that's interesting. What did Slotkin have to say about her own party affiliation?
Young wanted Slotkin to differentiate herself from her party. And she said, look, there are plenty of times where I voted against my party. And she came out and said what she has sort of always said, that it's her vision of national security issues that come from her time in the CIA and her professional career before politics. And that's kind of how she analyzes everything. And she is a Democrat, but she said, and we have a clip here, that, you know, the way she thinks about making decisions and how she casts her votes isn't based on a partisan rationale.
I don't come into this as a political person. I come into it as someone who is in national security and believes the mission is helping people. And I hope that that same independence is something that Mr. Young could demonstrate. I think that's an important thing.
So that is how they handled the sort of macro lens that a lot of people have when they're looking at this race. And there's plenty to talk about in 2020 in terms of issues in the 8th District. Tyler, what were some of the key policy issues that they wanted to talk about?
You know, I think the first one that got brought up was healthcare. And in fact, it was Slotkin sort of at times taking over the moderator role during the debate to ask Young, Paul, where do you stand on coverage for pre-existing conditions? There's this pending case before the Supreme Court that's going to be heard the week after the election. And the result of that case could result in some portion or all of the Affordable Care Act getting, you know, no longer being part of the law of the land. And with that would go the guarantee for health care coverage for people with pre-existing conditions.
Subtle. I see Slotkin reminding voters there's a Supreme Court seat probably in the balance shortly, too.
Yes, absolutely. And that came up. And Young came out and he said, I do support protections for people with pre-existing conditions. And if that Supreme Court case does away with the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, he said he would support separate legislation to bring back coverage for people with pre-existing conditions, which is a big change from the last Republican to hold that seat, who, you know, just a few short years ago, the Republican Party was trying to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Tyler, we know that the 8th congressional district was important to the Trump campaign's win in 2016, but also, as we saw from the midterms in 2018, voters here are open, at least, to hearing from a Democrat. Could you tell who the voters are that each candidate seemed to be going after last night?
Yeah, you know, since Slotkin won, she's talked a couple different times about wanting to lose better in parts of the district. This is the 8th Congressional is gerrymandered to pretty heavily favor Republicans. Parts of the district are very conservative culturally and politically. And she has tried to cut herself a middle ground as a moderate, as someone who will work with both parties in Congress. She's made a point on many of the bills she's introduced on having at least some Republican co-sponsors. And she's really trying to appeal to people who, for whatever reason, may have voted Republican in the past, but might be open to something else now. At the same time, she does that without too often going explicitly after President Donald Trump's policies. So she's kind of trying to walk that middle line, banking on support from people who are always going to vote Democrat or typically do, but also trying to flirt with people who might be thinking twice about voting Republican. She said last night, or she said in the past, that in order to win, I've got to convince people who voted for Trump to vote for me.
Tell me more about Paul Young. I know that he was a TV anchor and had a brief career as a prosecutor, but I mean, it seems like he's had a lot of different jobs throughout his life.
Yeah, he's had a lot of different hats. He's a guy with roots in Brighton. He's got family. His mom lives in Brighton, and that's where he's at now in the 8th District. He went to the University of Michigan, and he was out in California for grad school. He has kind of jumped around a little bit, was briefly a Trump administration official for Immigration and Customs or in that agency. And it's a first-time political campaign for him. And that's a challenge in this election when you can't go out and knock on doors like you can because we're in the middle of a pandemic. This is a guy who doesn't have a huge profile in Michigan or locally. And, you know, he's not the incumbent. He's got that hill to climb. And it's the middle of a global pandemic. And he's got to find a way to introduce himself to people who likely have not much of an idea of who he is.
For sure. On Slotkin's side, she seems to have her own set of unique challenges. This is someone who I feel like through 2019 was trying hard to talk about meat and potatoes, kitchen table issues like the economy and healthcare, more recently PPE, you know, and not overtly position herself against President Trump. Is that a stance that you've seen her being able to maintain throughout 2020?
Yeah, I feel like she has, and I feel like there was a pretty direct need for someone to fill that role in, you know, society writ large, really, immediately when the pandemic got bad here in Michigan in the spring. She was pretty quickly hosting events with the regional Small Business Administration official to get tips to small businesses on how to apply for the PPP forgivable small business loans. She's working on getting legislation through the House now to manufacture more PPE equipment for healthcare providers and frontline workers, keep us safe, manufacture more of that domestically so we don't see the kind of supply shortfalls that we saw in the pandemic. So the kind of pragmatic everyday issues and problems that have arisen in this pandemic that affect people in the 8th District, I feel like Slotkin has been able to name those issues and kind of grab them as something she's paying attention to and trying to address in some form.
Tyler, do you have any sense of how the voters in the 8th are feeling this time around? Or can you tell if the Republican Party still thinks this district is up for grabs?
I don't know exactly what the Republican Party thinks, but I think there is hopefulness that, you know, this place is just a pretty conservative place. Paul Young, the Republican candidate, didn't win Livingston County in the Republican primary back in August. It went to, you know, kind of a hometown guy who is arguably more conservative than Paul Young is. And I think that kind of character could give people, if you're a Republican hoping for a win, some hope thinking that, well, this is our neighborhood. He's got a pretty, you know, we just said it's hard to meet people in person in campaign. And Slotkin has also been a very apt fundraiser. So he's at a financial disadvantage when it comes to campaigning, too. But your question about how are voters feeling, I think there's the district goes from Michigan State University in Lansing, a pretty reliable liberal voting ground, to deep red Livingston County. And I feel like you've got slices of everything from the base of the Democratic Party to the base of Trump's party. And then there are two groups that I've heard from a lot over the past year and a half, really, even before the pandemic. There are people who just in general, maybe they're more conservative or see themselves as swing voters, who say the number one thing that's important to me is let's get people in the room who can disagree on issues but reach solutions, you know, return civility to day-to-day politics and not spend time talking about partisanship and attacking one another. And then there are people in the heralded suburban voter everybody likes to talk about, who may have been less engaged in politics up until a couple of years ago or whoever, areas where President Trump won. But then, you know, in 2018, we saw this backlash where, Democrats, Alyssa Slotkin was one of them, won and in some cases lost better in those areas that previously favored Trump. So I think there's some appetite for a change in attitude in politics to just get less caustic. But who wouldn't agree with that?
Michigan Radio's Tyler Scott. Hey, Tyler, thanks for checking in on the debate last night and sort of giving us the lay of the land.